To listen to the message, press 1. Message 1.
I'm sorry about everything, baby. I shouldn't have shut down on you when you talked about moving in together. I totally stonewalled you. I know you were trying to be nice, but I could tell you were upset. And I've been secretive for far too long. We've been together for a whole year, and I haven't told you about my parents. I haven't told you where I live. You've been so patient with me, but I can't keep hiding things from you. I want to talk at my apartment. I'm going to text you my address. We need to do it here so you can see it for yourself. Hey, baby. Welcome to my penthouse apartment. Surprise. No more shabby clothes, no more worn out sneakers, no more glasses held together with duct tape and hope. This is, well, I think the most expensive apartment in the city. Even my glasses must cost at least $50,000. The truth is, my dad is the founder of Technobab and invested in 10 other Silicon Valley companies. He's a billionaire, and I'm his only descendant. Yeah, I know, it's probably a lot to take in. You don't have to say anything yet, okay? Let me show you around. So, dinner is already on the way. It's from Deirdre's, a Michelin star steak restaurant. You've never had meat like it. I know you'll just love it. Over here is the master bedroom. You told me that you wanted to try out more toys in bed. I wasn't sure which ones you wanted, so I just bought, well, just about everything. All totally unopened, waiting for you to test on me. One at a time. Okay, moving on. Don't worry about all the windows in the master bathroom. They're all one way. You can look down on the city while you shower, but no one can see inside. There's the kitchen. I don't stock it because I usually order in, but I know you like to cook, and you're so wonderful at it. If you want, I'll ask Bartholomew, my butler, to buy anything you need. You're gonna love my living room. I know you wanted a PS5, but couldn't afford one. My gaming setup? It's pretty incredible. You do know how hard it was to pretend I hadn't played all those games you were excited about? I reset all the save files so they're fresh for you. Out there is the deck. It was supposed to be for parties, but I never have anyone over, so I turned it into a garden. Tomorrow, when it's bright out, I'll introduce you to all my plant friends. I can't wait to show you my newest. I had a new climate-controlled greenhouse installed specific for him. He's a queen of the Andes, one of the rarest plants in the world. He's 20 feet tall and just covered in giant spikes and flowers. I named him Daryl. Oh, right, the tour. So, there's a few rooms down that hallway. I don't know what to do with them, so I mostly just use them for storage. One has my vintage Beanie Baby collection. I gave another one to my cat, Oats. He's a sleepy kitty, though. You might not see him tonight. I was thinking, once you move in, you can use the others for anything you want. Maybe you can turn one into a personal office. Move in? Well, yeah. You wanted to share a place, right? I'm not saying your apartment doesn't have its charms. It's really cozy, especially when you're there with me. Still, wouldn't you rather live here with me, baby? It's a lot to take in. I understand. I just really hope you're not mad. I know this was a huge lie. Can I please explain? I never got along with the other rich people. They're always fighting about who has the most, and they think they're better than everyone. Dad eventually let me go to a normal school. The problem was, once they realized I was rich, they treated me differently. They would pretend to be nice and then ask for things. So I changed schools again, but pretended my dad was a garbage man. I wore cheap clothes and took the bus. That was the first time I could talk to people without wondering what they wanted from me. I even got teased a lot in school because they thought I was poor. Can you believe it? I kind of liked it. I had to keep this secret with boyfriends too. I know that I'm not knockout pretty or anything. I'm just a dweeb. So if someone really loved me without knowing I'm rich, then I knew it was real. Still, I messed it up last time. I never told you why I broke up with Matt, my high school boyfriend. I thought we were in love. So I told him 2 weeks after we started dating. Only people at school started treating me differently again right afterwards. Not only did he tell everyone, I heard he told people that he was only staying with me so he'd be set for life. And that's why I had to wait. I had to know that you really wanted me. Now that we're talking about things like moving in together, engagement, I know you want to spend your life with me. It was so hard to lie. You would talk about your mother's mortgage, and I had to stop myself from offering to pay on the spot. I know that I should have told you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to lose you. I just couldn't tell you until I was sure. Please, can you forgive me? Baby, I love you. I love you so, so much. I don't deserve you. You're everything I wanted. I love you. You know that I love pleasing you. Making you happy gives me tummy butterflies. Like when you'd crash on the sofa after class and I'd just spend an hour massaging your shoulders. Now, though, I can do so much more for you. I'll make a call tomorrow and you won't have any more student debt. You won't ever even have to work again unless you want to. I've been waiting to make your life better for so long. Now I can. There's also something special I prepared for tonight. Just let me slip out of this dress. I'm not used to wearing sexy lingerie, but I really want to please you with my body too. I was told Giancarlo's signature brand is in demand this year. What do you think? The tailor said the Dove White would be cute with my petite frame. Stop saying that. I'm not pretty in anything. Maybe. You're making me blush. Do you want to take this to the bedroom? The dining room? Of course. Anywhere you want me. How about you sit down? You'd look so amazing lounging in one of the oak chairs. You'd look like a king, and that's how you deserve to be treated. There we go. Lie back and let me kneel at your feet. How can I please you now, baby? A hand job? Right away. fantasizing about hand jobs so often lately. Seeing how much you love them has made me love them too. You're wonderful, cock. You're perfect, cock. I do anything to make it feel good. I love its scent. I could breathe it forever. It makes me so squirmy. When you get hard in my hands, I feel so wanted. It's proof that I excite you. Wanna rub my cheek against it? Your cock is everything to me. I just want to make it come. Make you come. I don't even care if I get a turn. Your pleasure is everything. That's why I love stroking your cock. It's all about you. Serving you in any way you want. He's serving you with my body. Using it to make you come. My hands and my pussy. Letting myself be a tool of your pleasure. Would you like it if I bought myself a sexy little maid outfit? If I served you in my own home, dressed as a submissive servant? There's this one thing I've been fantasizing about constantly. It used to be a fetish for me, and I suppressed it after Matt, but you make me feel so safe. You make me want to serve you with my money too. I want to get you anything, everything you want. The thought of buying you things actually kind of thrills me. I want to spoil you. If it's something for me, I barely noticed. Money is nothing. But you? God, I just imagine how your eyes would light up. I would feel like such a good girl. There might even be a new Rolex waiting for you on... Whoa! My glasses! You just picked me up and threw me on the table! Oh, I feel so small when you do that. But where did my glasses go? They flew off when you picked me up. You're spreading my legs. You're right. I'll look for glasses later. For now, I just want you to use me. I'm all yours. Oh, you're really tearing my panties. You don't even care they're handmade. Yours to rip. Exposing my pussy. You can do anything to me, baby. I love you. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh my God, yes. Oh, I love when you're inside me. Oh, you fill me up. I'm empty without you. Oh God, I need you. You're my happiness. Oh God. I don't care if it's rough. I don't care if it hurts. I care. If you're happy, baby, I can take it. Oh, I'm yours. Oh, my holes are for making you happy. Oh, God. Oh, baby, I'm so rough. Using my little body. Oh, God, however you want. Oh, knock off my glasses, tear my panties, break my body. Oh, it's all yours. Everything I own is yours. I don't care. Oh, God, yes. I like the way you just hold holding my heels in the air, pounding your cock into my body. Oh God, like there are handles for you to use while you fuck me. Oh God. Am I pretty this way? Oh, do you like me squirming on the table for you, baby? Oh God. Oh, you're desperate little needy thing. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh God, you're all that I want. Oh yes. 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 I don't want some rich asshole. Oh God, I don't need anything else. I just want you. Oh God, yes. I want to please you. I want to make you come, baby. Oh, serving you. Serving you with my body. Doing anything for you. I don't... Oh, your pleasure is all that matters to me. If you're happy, I'm a good girl. Baby, baby, please, 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 I need you. I love you so much. Oh God, I'll give you everything. All I want is to make you happy. Oh yes, 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 yes. So happy, so happy. Oh God, always wanted this. Oh, I was always alone. Oh, Dad was away. No one cared about me. Not the real me. Oh, a huge penthouse with no one to share it with. Oh, all alone. But now I have you. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I'll give up everything just to be with you. Oh, your happy girlfriend. Someday, your wife. Oh, no. I don't have to be alone. I can be with you. Safe. And wanted in your arms. Oh, God. I'll do anything for you, baby. I'll be your fuck toy. I'll be your slave. Anything. Just as long as you want me. I want to be yours forever. I want to please you forever. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I'm yours, baby. I love you. I love you. I'm all yours. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. You always make me come so fast. I can't help it. Yours. Don't even care if you come inside and have your babies. You're a good girl. I don't care. I just want to make you come. Are you close, baby? Are you gonna come? Oh, you pulled out. Wow. My head went so blank. Oh, you're right. Not ready to have a family. Better you didn't come inside. Not yet, anyway. Oh my God. You shot it all on the painting. I think Dad gave me that one. The artist was supposed to be important. Baby, did I do good? Do you like using me? What about the glasses, though? They're under me. I can feel them. Yep. They definitely weren't going to survive that pounding. No, baby. You don't need to apologize. I'll just get new glasses. You can even pick out which ones you like me in best. There's just one thing. There's a promise I really, really need from you. I want to share all this with you, but only because you earned it. You care about me. You're good to me. But I've had lots of scary thoughts, like, what if you start taking me for granted? What if you get tired of me, but not my money? Just promise me that you'll never put me second. Promise me you'll always love me. For me. Baby. You know, we can go for round two if you like. Maybe move to the bedroom so we can try out all those new kinky toys. They'll be your obedient little guinea pig. Actually, though, I am pretty hungry. The food is probably waiting in the lobby. It might be better if we eat first. You look pretty spent too, mister. Doesn't Wagyu beef tartare sound absolutely amazing right now?